Okay, so this is my inaugural podcast, and ultimately what I'm going to end up calling this is why I hate fucking doctors. So, yeah, y'all can call this a mope, a gripe, a rant, a complaint, or whatever you want to call it. I don't give not one fizzled fuck. I hate motherfucking doctors in America. I promise you, I hate fucking doctors in this country. Let me tell you why. So, I've had this knee injury for some time now, since about July of 2016. Mind you, at the time, I injured it during training while I was still enlisted, serving with United States Navy. And back then, they told me I was just bitching and being a little bitch and not really owning up to manning up to do what I gotta do. Barely gave me anything for the pain that I would go through in the course of a day having to deal with this knee, and then sent me on my way. Now, in that particular stretch of time up to November of 2017, when I would later transition out of the military, I just sucked it up. And then if I had any excessive pain, I would try not to go too medical for anything because I already knew how I was going to be viewed and treated. And in that unit, it was just not good. It was not good. From the training to the going to my actual unit to moving my black ass the hell on. Now here, as a veteran, not only has the Veterans Assistance Program not really taken care of me, but I've been left to the mercies of regular medical of America type healthcare. Let me tell you about this fuckhead ass doctor that I had to deal with today, ladies and gentlemen. I went after having to go see emergency medical personnel at the hospital close to where I live, which is still 15 minutes past my house, past me being at work where the incident that caused me needing to go to the hospital occurred, and was still told that I had to follow up with this specialist because this hospital could not find what was wrong with my leg. They told me through the x-rays they saw no broken bones, no fragments, no fractures, no none of that stuff. And I said, okay. They gave me a shot in my arm for the pain, and all I ended up with was a sore fucking arm. And I waited to figure out what I was going to do about this whole go see this specialist thing because my healthcare situation is a little wonky right now. Now, when I get to this specialist, the first fucking thing they do, hand me this paperwork and sit me down, like everywhere else. Which makes sense because they gotta know what all I'm coming in with. They gotta do their pre-screenings and stuff, get the necessaries out the way. I sat there for a good 20 to 25 minutes. Now, once they called me back, it was a rather short process. I say a rather short process because I didn't see this doctor but for 50 fucking seconds of this entire hour that I was there to be seen for a problem that has persisted for the last 2 years. Now, mind you, I go in there. I'm not raising a stink. I'm doing my best to wobble along, because I've had time to kind of treat my leg and be slightly more mobile than I was when I injured it. Got the brace on and everything. This doctor had me take off my brace and barely even touched it. He did a cursory look at both knees, said that the right one looked a little swollen, went and viewed my x-rays, and that was it. He's written me a prescription for prescription strength Motrin. Told me I need to take my black ass to physical therapy and said his farewells. Never asked me no kind of questions, never asked me no kind of invasive investigative process that a doctor is supposed to understand what his patient is going through. So as I sit here in this doctor's office, reading through my discharge papers and being counseled in the exit process by the nurse, I'm thinking to myself, I spent $200 on this doctor's visit to get told what me and my family had already assumed would be the case without even having anything further done. Like, I went to see this medical professional, this specialist in orthopedic medical practices, who did no tests to evaluate my range of motion to see where my pain would be. He asked no investigative questions of my experience and issues that I had with the pain that I have been having that caused me to come into his office today. This man, this certified by somebody's fucking board of educated professionals, did not do his fucking job in the slightest to really ascertain what was wrong with me. Wrote me a bullshit prescription and told me something I could have figured out from WebMD online to deal with my current level of pain, discomfort, and inability to move around. At the very least, the son of a bitch gave me a return to work form, which was what I really came there for in the first place, was so I could continue to work and earn a living so that I can treat the issues that I have been having by better doctors than him. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not here bitching, moaning, and complaining just to bitch, moan, and complain about any one specific issue. I'd like to address the bigger problem, which is a nation that has gotten itself to a point of comfort in lackadaisical practices. We are not polished. We are not professional. We are not invested or involved in what we do, no matter how many years we've been in it. A lot of people go into these practices to become professionals at things that just net them more money, but never net them more satisfaction out of life. If there is something you are passionate about, that is the only thing you should pursue forthwith, no matter what the world tells you, no matter what the world does to you in spite of that, to better create a more polished professional. Because you can tell the difference between the doctors that love what they do and the doctors who are just here to pick up a fucking check. And if I have to ever be seen by another doctor that's just here to collect his fucking check, I'm gonna look him dead in the face and make him work as hard as humanly possible to get every dime out of that fucking check he is here to collect. You want your money? Earn that shit, you stupid bitch. Because my pain, which you have gone to school for to diagnose, is not something you figure out with a cursory evaluation and then send me on my way. A secondary part to this issue that I had was, I walk in and all the other people in the room are old white folks. The people sitting at the desk are old white folks. This doctor is an old white man. And I'm a young black man, looking at these people and feeling completely out of my element. There have been very few times in my life where I really was aware of how black I truly am when I am ever traversing the world and out and about and doing things, because I come from an inner city of mainly black people. I've had sparse dealings in my youth dealing with white people. I had a couple of white teachers, but most of my peers looked like me. When I got to college, I had my first real intermixing of people at my age range and my experience range who were white, and they were cool. And when I went away to the military, I was maybe one of 100 black people in areas of over hundreds of thousands of white people. And in even those moments, I still was able to find my little niche where I would be surrounded by people that looked like me and thought like me. But here in this office that I visited today, not more than 13 miles from my home, I felt more black and more singled out than I have ever felt in my entire life. And when I saw this doctor who looked at me twice, I was assured that this man was writing me off because of the color of my skin. He didn't bother to ask me any evasive questions or intrusive questions to figure out what was going on with me, because the son of a bitch didn't care. It was about 9 o'clock at the time that I was seeing him for an appointment that started at 8:40. And I can promise you, to all the people who are listening here, that he didn't take any time with this. He looked at the medical records. He saw the x-rays. He came in and he spoke to me for 50 seconds and he was out. I can't tell you what was going through his mind at the particular time, but I can tell you what was happening to me in that moment. I felt dismissed as a patient because of the color of my skin. I felt in that moment dismissed that this man had taken this Hippocratic oath and he was dismissive of it, so that his practice was completely bullshit because he did absolutely care that his patient was much younger and of a different race. And that affected his ability to render effective health care as a doctor. That's a big issue to me and should be a big issue to all people, because what color you might find your skin to be does not matter when you are in pain. Pain does not give a fuck what color you are. Pain does not care. Suffering does not care. Everything that can possibly affect you does not care, but the people who treat you do. There's doctors and there's lawyers and there's police officers and there's political figures and all these different people who give a fuck what background you come from, what tax bracket you fall into, the color of your skin, the demographic and denomination you happen to call the one that looks most like you. And then they treat you according to that, as opposed to treating you according to what's affecting you. That's a problem. I should not, as a patient who is telling a doctor I have pain, have to worry if this doctor is going to treat me according to my skin or according to my pain. And today I felt more keenly than ever before I was treated according to my skin than I was to my pain. And I am beyond enraged about that. If you are studying to become excellent in your field of profession that you want to be in for the rest of your life, you need to first and foremost erase the idea of color from your mind and see people coming to you for help and not be comfortably lazy, dismissive, or otherwise lacking in the profession in which you claim is your passion that burns your soul with every breath you got. I should be able to walk into any bar, any studio, any office, any medical practice and get the same level of excellence from every professional in there who claims this is their passion, that this is what they want to do for the rest of their lives, and not worry that my care is based on my color. If you have that kind of a notion regarding how you choose to run your practices, get the fuck out of business right now. I'm not even joking. Get the fuck out of business, because if you are doing something where you are providing a vital part of service towards healthcare, food, security, equal protection under the law, and you have a color bias, you, sir, madam, are fucking with the system. You are fucking with the livelihoods of everyone. You need to be stopped. You need to sit your ass down in the fuck somewhere, go talk to Jesus, and get your shit worked out, because you're fucking with everybody else that has problems. I got problems, bruh. The mothers that are out here trying to make ends meet and don't have a husband to help them with their kids got problems. The young man struggling because he's trying to figure out his identity while he's dealing with society telling him what he should look like without ever having had a man in his life to tell him what he is to become is having this thing called problems. We got real fucking problems in these streets, and I should not have to reason this out in such a manner that other people will listen to this and think I'm fucking nuts for saying it in the way that I am. But fuck it, I'm saying it the way that I am. I don't need some egotistical, old, been here, done that ass white man looking me in my face and saying, "You just another nigga," while you are trying to treat me for the pain that I'm telling you that I am experiencing. You should be looking at me to evaluate what's wrong with my body, to tell me what's wrong with my body and how to fix it, what procedures I have to undergo, what steps I need to take, not you immediately dismissing it because you haven't had your coffee this morning or you haven't gotten yourself to that moment where you are in pure excellence, where you are ready to treat people. If that's the case, move your fucking hours back. I'll gladly come in after work. Get your ass up. Be a professional. Treat me like a professional. And stop looking at me as some little nigga that's out of place because I only treat white people here. No, sir. You are a doctor. You have taken what I have been told is this thing called a Hippocratic Oath, which means that you refuse to treat people based on race, religion, color, creed, sexuality, all that shit. You are here to render aid and help to those who come to you in need. I do not feel as though that is the process and that was the treatment that I have received on this morning. And I feel that that is both due to a specific brand of racism that is held deep within this country and a brand spanking new, and I mean that in the last 50 to 40 years worth of cultural assimilation of comfort in lackadaisical practices. We are not pursuing things that are causing us to burn with every ounce of our soul. We're pursuing things that are lining our pockets, that are paying our bills, that are keeping us in the lifestyle that we want to, rather than the lifestyle of according to the profession. You do this thing because it nets you the money that you want, because it's the way you want to live, or it's the thing that you were taught to want to pursue, rather than going after the thing that makes you burn day in and day out, lose sleep thinking about. And no one is really wanting to address the issue that our professionals are less than. They're not excellent in their work. They're not excellent in their practices, and they are most certainly not excellent in their treatment of their clientele and customers. So much so that I am now wondering if the person that I saw this morning treated me as a person in pain as opposed to a black man. America, this is not how it should be. I cannot begin to fathom whether or not this was done maliciously, lackadaisically, or absent-mindedly. I can't forgive a lackadaisical approach to professionalism. I can't forgive racism. I can maybe start to overlook a little bit of absent-mindedness because you just kind of thought that because you saw nothing on this x-ray, that maybe this person is having psychosomatic symptoms. But if you've never asked me the questions to understand what I'm going through, how can you tell? This is Cal Stevens, and I'm an angry black man who's really, really tired of being pissed off and angry.